Hey guys, welcome to Layup Lines. I'm your host, Seth Horton, joined as always by Chap the Chap Daddy Chapman.
What's up, guys?
And new to the pod, previously our first live audience, Bryson Butler.
How's it going? How y'all doing?
Chap, you want to get into it?
Oh yeah.
Weekly Grit Award?
Weekly Grit Award this week.
Let's go ahead.
This week's Weekly Grit Award is going to go to Tyree Boykin. This man, first of all, shout out to him, 48 points in the season opener. He had what looked like it was a bad injury in our first home game last night. It looked like he was grabbing. I don't know if it was his ankle or his knee. But
both.
Yeah, it looked like he was in some serious pain. Yeah. Got caught coming off a pick. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was at least going to be out that game. I thought he probably tore something. But he came back in not only that game, that half, and drained three threes to pull away at the end of the half.
Yeah, Tyree's different. He's a different kind of guy.
My boy.
Yeah. Over the past weekend, when we saw him drop 48 points, it was ridiculous. I had never seen anybody get that many points in person. And he was just shooting as soon as he crossed half court, basically. So
yeah,
Tyree's a very tough guy. You know, I love playing with him.
That was the second most points in Union history, too. Yeah. One away from the record.
Yeah.
Didn't pull Jamal Murray. He could have pulled up at the end. And
he should have.
Tried to get 50. But.
But since we're talking about games that happened, you know, over the weekend, game ball goes to
Bryson Butler. For
the poster?
Best poster I have ever been under the basket to witness. I was running camera for the TV broadcast of this game, and let me tell you guys, my feelings were hurt from this dunk. You said you were just going up for the finger roll, right?
Yeah, I was. I was actually going up for the finger roll. Then I felt him make contact with me. And then when I saw, I was like really close to the rim. I was just like, I might as well dunk it. It's my first game in the Fred delay, so might as well just try and get the crowd hype.
That was the first time a lot of people have seen you play. That's the first time I've seen you play in a game.
Yeah,
I've seen you in practice a couple of times.
I mean, I watched footage, so.
Yeah.
I did not realize you were that athletic. I was like, it's a 6'2 guy. He's got good handles. He can create his own shot, but I didn't know you could get up there and just dunk on dudes.
Yeah, and the craziest part about it is I'm probably the third most athletic guy on our team, so.
Gee whiz.
That's really exciting. You know, Tylandrius Parks, he's really athletic.
I've played pickup with him and been dunked on many a times.
Yeah.
Not fun.
He can really jump. And then this guy to the right of me, he's just a ridiculous jumper.
Also, our second live audience. That was a really good game. Like, I remember watching the whole game and being really impressed with, like, your defense. And you, like, diving for balls and just making hustle plays. And I don't usually, like, see guys who are impact players doing that kind of thing, especially in college
at D2.
Ball.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we're just trying to, you know, shift the culture here. We know Union used to be, you know, really good a couple years back. So we're just trying to, you know, bring that back. You know, we don't want to be outshadowed by the girls team again. So, you know, and all of us are, like, we're a really close-knit group. So, I mean, we all really do believe that this is going to be a special year. So,
I saw you guys play with more passion last night. And all respect to the guys on last year's team. I've got some good friends on that team. But you guys played with more passion last night than I think any men's team has played with since I've been at Union in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was a 30-point game. It's not like...
and it was a 30-point game. That was our third game of the season, but we all believe that that was the best team that we played so far. You know, that
they were 5-0 coming in, right?
Yeah, that was a pretty good team. You know, regardless if they were, you know, D2 or NAI, that was a pretty good team. So we were really excited about that win. And, you know, we're just hoping to, you know, build some momentum and carry it into Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys play Trevecca on Saturday, right?
Yeah, Trevecca.
That'll be fun.
It will.
Also talking about the same game where you just put a poster on a man, we have a little bit of trash talk for, I think it was number one on the other, on the opposing team, who just had the funkiest looking jumper I've seen in college basketball.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with that. He needs a shooting coach or something.
Did you guys scout that guy? Like, did you know that was coming? Or?
No, we didn't know it was coming. We knew he was probably going to take a few jump shots, but we didn't know it was going to look like that. Yeah,
it looked like he was going, like, his footwork and everything, and even the way he, like, lifted the ball looked like he was a right-handed shooter, and then all of a sudden he switched to the other side.
It looked like he was taking off a seatbelt, really.
That's one of the ugliest jumpers. And he tried to do it with, like, guys closely guarding him. And
I think he hit it. I think he hit a shot.
He did. Like, he one did. Shot. And when it went in, I was just, like, shocked. Like, whoa, did he really just do that?
Nah, that's fun.
That's uglier fun. Than Lonzo. Somehow.
Lonzo's jump shot is starting to look nice.
Yeah, it is, actually.
I feel like it just looks smooth. Are we about to talk about the Lakers?
We can talk about the Lakers.
That's my team.
Oh, you're a Lakers fan?
I love the Lakers. Man. Lakers all day, every day.
You're sitting here with two Celtics fans. He's admittedly more passionate than I am. But
it's crazy because I really like the Celtics, too. But I don't know how I can, be a Lakers and Celtics fan, but somehow I am. Celtics got to get it figured out, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what they got going on over there.
I think it's just a matter of getting Hayward and Kyrie both integrated back into the offense. Because the offense was playing at, like, probably the highest level it played at last year in the playoffs when both of those guys were out. So getting them integrated and getting guys like Rozier and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart more comfortable with the minutes they're playing.
Yeah, definitely. I would hate to see them trade Hayward. I would just want to see them, let this season play out. I really like their team.
I could see them trading Terry Rozier before anyone other than Danny Ainge just loves Terry Rozier way too much. I think if he trades Terry, he might trade himself with Terry.
Honestly, where Terry goes, Danny goes.
Yeah, I love Terry Rozier. I mean, I feel like you can't keep him much longer because he's a starting point guard.
Oh, absolutely.
He should be a starting point guard somewhere, maybe New Orleans or something like that.
Honestly, that would be an amazing fit.
Yeah.
Because Terry has recently learned how to throw lob passes.
That would be ugly. Him and Anthony Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be very scary.
And then you can just kick it out to Meritage or Holiday or whoever in the corner.
Yeah. Man. Drew Holiday is underrated, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the Lakers.
We're starting to get it together.
Yeah,
they had a rough start. A rough start, but
which was expected.
Yeah.
LeBron dropped, 44 in a near triple-double last night against Portland.
Yeah. I was watching Twitter when that game was happening, and I saw Seti was tweeting. He was live tweeting that game. He was talking about how LeBron doesn't play defense anymore. Somebody had just blown right past him. And then, like, less than a minute later, he was like, you know what? I'm going to have to take that back. LeBron just blocked the absolute crap out of somebody.
Yeah.
LeBron can still get blocks, and he still does that. But his...
This is whether or not he decides to play defense.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, part of it is he conserves his energy and stuff like that. He is getting older, but he still got to set the tone on defense.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about the Lakers team.
Yeah.
You know who I've been really surprised with? Josh Hart.
Yeah.
Josh Hart.
Yeah. I didn't know he was that good.
I know. Like Josh I thought Hart. He was just a spot up 3-point shooter kind of guy. Yeah. But he's driving into the paint and finishing through contact.
Yeah. He's fearless when he drives too.
Yeah.
I was high on Josh Hart before the season, and he exceeded my expectations even. So I was
Is he starting over KCP yet?
No, neither of them are starting. Which I love. They're going Lonzo at the one, Ingram at the two, LeBron, Kuzma, and then JaVale.
Okay.
And I love the addition of Tyson Chandler.
Oh yeah.
That's really good.
I think that helps a lot just practically on defense, and then it's another veteran guy to have in the locker room.
And also a second actual center.
Yeah.
So that's very helpful.
Michael Beasley, I think, backing up quote-unquote JaVale, but really LeBron or whoever was playing, or Kuzma was playing the five when JaVale wasn't in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know last time I was here, in the live audience, Cedric made a bold prediction. He said that the Browns were going to make the playoffs this year or something like that. Oof. So now it's my time for a bold prediction.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Lakers versus Celtics, NBA Finals.
Wow. I would love that.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Lakers are quite there this year, especially with the Warriors still.
Well, here's the thing. The Warriors got a little bit of trouble in paradise.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. I was just about to say that. Who knows what's going to happen with them.
That's fair. I think the very worst case scenario for the Warriors, though, is they trade Draymond. In which case, yes, they are vulnerable on defense at that point, but they also get another asset. People forget that.
Depends on what the asset is, really.
Yeah.
Especially if the chemistry is kind of mixed up. Because even between KD and Draymond, you had Boogie, who was backing up Draymond, and then everyone else was kind of
We don't really know where Steph and Klay even stand at this point.
Yeah, we don't.
Because Steph was out of that game, and then Klay just never says anything to the media. So
Ever. And so those of you at home who don't know what happened, the Warriors, who are they playing?
Clippers.
The Clippers?
Yeah, Clippers. Yeah.
And at the end of the game, Draymond gets a board. They're down by, was it two? Or
It was
I think it was tied. And they were trying to get the game-winning bucket.
Yeah. KD was right next to him, too.
KD was right next to him, calling for the ball. Draymond doesn't pass to him, runs it down the court, turns the ball over.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, come on now, Draymond. You have a top five player in the NBA standing right next to you, a crazy isolation player standing right next to you.
Yeah. He could come down from anywhere.
He could come down, pull up from anywhere like he did in the finals and end the game. But you go down trying to create something that's not there and you turn it over.
And that's not his role on the team.
Yeah.
The thing about the Warriors that's been so successful since Steve Kerr has been there is everyone has understood their role.
Yes.
And guys like Draymond, who can drive into the lane, have stepped back and played their specific role so that the team chemistry doesn't get messed up like it did last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then obviously Draymond calling KD all kinds of names after the game and got suspended for a game by the Warriors.
I want to know what he actually said, to get suspended a game without pay. He had to say something crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Draymond, when you inevitably listen to this podcast, stay in your lane, man.
Yeah. Stay in your lane. How about LaMelo Ball? What do you think about that?
LaMelo?
Coming back to high school.
I'm worried because I think he's good.
Yeah.
But I don't know because he was playing professionally overseas. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be able to go NCAA.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to do the whole G League route, which could be difficult.
Yeah,
I think he'll do fine because the guys in the G League are either young guys like him or 24, 25-year-olds who are not as talented as he is, right?
But they are more physically matured.
Yeah,
a lot.
Definitely.
Because you do also get some of those guys who are older, in their primes, like the Danny Greens who spent time in the G League before they could consistently be on an NBA roster.
Yeah, definitely. My fear with LaMelo, I love LaMelo. I actually played against him back in high school when he was really young. He was about 5'8", something like that. Then he just shot up. I'm hearing now LaMelo Ball is 6'7".
Yeah.
And
I didn't realize that either until I saw a picture of him next to LeVar or something, and all of a sudden he was taller than
him. Yeah, and they got him playing point guard, 6'7" point guard. I still see he doesn't like to play defense at all.
Yeah.
I feel like he's really going to get exposed.
Which that's the big difference between him and Lonzo or the biggest difference I see. Because Lonzo actually plays defense.
Yeah. He's not the most defensively talented player, but
he tries.
He works his butt off on that end for real. Mm-hmm. I think LaMelo is the most, or at least in the top three most offensive talented players that are going to be in that draft class next year, though.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
It will. So who do you guys think is going to go number one in 2019?
It's got to be Zion.
You think so?
The way he's playing right now, he's tearing up college basketball.
Zion is different. I've never seen anything like that. Yeah.
We had a debate preseason about whether or not Zion was fat or thick. I was wrong. I thought he was fat, and I was incorrect. Yeah. This man is just double C thick and throwing it down on people.
Man, Zion, it's amazing to me how you can be that big and still jump that high.
I know.
Like,
he can. I think he can touch the top of the backboard, yeah, and yeah. He's only 19 years old. He's only going to get. I mean, I can't imagine a stronger version of Zion, yeah. But realistically. That's what he's going to be.
Watch mm-hmm. out for the Trae Young, Zion Williams pick and roll next year, NBA.
Wow, Zion to the Hawks, you think?
If the Hawks get the number one pick.
Wow. And are smart enough to draft him.
What do you think? Wouldn't it be crazy if Zion ended up on the Suns?
With
Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton?
Oh, my gosh. The Suns.
And the Suns could be bad enough this year just because they're in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be... Just incredible. Man. Wow. That could be a legit, big three championship game in even 3 or 4 years down the road.
I also like R.J. Barrett, though.
Oh, yeah.
R.J. Barrett's really good.
I think those guys are going to go 1, 2, and 3 with R.J. Barrett, Zion, and Cam Reddish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like Cam Reddish.
Yeah. I think the spotlight could be on R.J. and Zion mm-hmm. a little too much for Cam Reddish to get that third draft pick. Obviously,
he might fall back into he'll still go top 10.
He'll still be top 5 probably.
Yeah, definitely top 5.
I could see someone just around the country having a big year and overtaking mm-hmm. them and having mm-hmm. the spotlight on them wherever they are.
Either way, this is going to be a good draft class.
Oh, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good.
Whew. I'm excited for Vanderbilt's season this year. They got 2 of the top 15 prospects. And Seth, it's 2 top 15 prospects. They're both averaging over 20, okay?
I'm laughing at Bryce's face. He's a Vandy fan. So clearly he's...
I like Joe Toy, Chicago guy. I got to show him some love.
Yeah, athletic freak.
Yeah. I like Coach Drew. Mm-hmm. He's one of his dad and my dad are really close.
Okay.
So got to show some love to Coach Drew. I like Semi Shitu.
Yeah,
that's his name.
I was scared after the ACL that he was gonna not come back as good, but uh-huh. I mean he's scored 20 points in both of our games so far this year. So I'm not near as worried about that unless he re-hurts it. And then Darius Garland, of course. You don't like Darius?
I'm not sold on the hype.
Really?
I'm not sold on the hype. I know he's played pretty good in the first few games. I just want to see, what he does because he has a lot of hypes around him. So I just want to see what he does the rest of the year.
That's fair.
I think if we're going to compare freshman college point guards, I think Trae Jones is better than him.
I think Trae Jones is the highest IQ point guard in this class for sure.
I like Trae Jones. I really do.
Yeah, I think Trae Jones is a better fit for Duke because he's going to distribute the ball. Yeah. And he's going to know when to get the ball to the hot hand or whatever.
Yeah.
But for a team like Vandy that's not quite as talented,
I think we
need a guy who can score and just get buckets like Darius.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he does. That's what he does.
As talented, my friend? We're talking about people on Duke going, first, second, third in the draft.
Yeah.
I get that.
What about Tennessee? What do you guys think about them? They're supposed to be pretty good this year.
I think Tennessee's going to win the regular season conference title for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're just the most experienced team in the SEC right now who's actually good.
Oh, you think they'll be higher than Kentucky?
In the regular season.
Okay.
But, I mean, Coach Calipari is going to get all of his freshman guys going.
As he always does.
Yeah. March comes around. I think Kentucky's the best team in this conference.
Mm-hmm.
They play number 3 Gonzaga in a couple weeks.
Tennessee does?
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
Aren't they what are they, number 5 right now?
Yeah, I think so.
They're number 3?
Tennessee's 5.
Oh, Tennessee's
3.
5? Wow. Okay,
top 5 matchup before conference play even gets started. That's fun.
Got to show some love to Admiral. Another Illinois guy. I got to show him some love. Shout out Admiral Schofield. Is Memphis supposed to be pretty good this year?
They're not ranked. Tennessee, they play on the 15th, December 15th. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope Memphis is good.
I think Penny will get them going at least by next year. I think he'll do well this year, but he just doesn't have his guys in yet. Yeah. Once he can start getting recruits in the system and all that, I think they'll be very, very good.
Hopefully they'll get that one kid, the best player in the nation, mm-hmm. Wiseman. That would be really good for them.
Yeah, I can't imagine the hype surrounding Memphis.
Yeah.
They've got Penny coaching. They've got Wiseman. Mm-hmm. They could get, theoretically, one or two more top, mm-hmm. Five-star prospects.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to watch them.
I think a 4-star prospect just committed to them.
Oh, wow.
I don't know his name. I know Penny, before he got to Memphis, he was coaching at Memphis East High School, and he just brought a bunch of those guys over there with him to the University of Memphis.
Wow.
So... And then his son is playing on the team, too, I think. I don't know how good he is, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see Memphis.
You know what else is exciting?
What's that? 76ers?
76ers.
76ers.
All right, so Jimmy Buckets is finally off the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the saga is over.
Mm-hmm.
Can we even call them the Timberwolves anymore, first of all?
I'm not sure we can. They only have Derrick Rose and Taj Gibson, right?
And Coach Tibbs, obviously.
Oh, Coach Tibbs, yeah.
But that's not enough.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And
makes me sad.
I am sad about it. I love the Timberwolves.
Oh, and Dang as well, but he's sitting on the bench.
Yeah, I forgot about him. I'm just glad he's off the Lakers.
Yeah.
Glad we got all that money back.
Yeah.
Oh,
so who do you guys think won that trade, though?
I think probably... Philadelphia, because at this point they have the formula to win a championship in the NBA. Just historically, they've got mm-hmm. a big three, and they've got obviously Embiid as an MVP caliber player. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can win it this year.
Not this year.
Which is why I'm kind of worried, because Butler only has 1 year left on his deal, so he could walk. If he doesn't walk, that's great, but also he could totally wreck Markel Fultz more than he's already
I didn't know we were going to talk about Markel Fultz. I really don't know about Markel Fultz. I don't know enough about him, you know.
His play outside of shooting looks good. His playmaking looks good. His defense looks okay.
Yeah.
But he still can't shoot, and that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a huge problem, especially, because of the fact he was drafted over a bunch of guys like Philly. They could have Donovan Mitchell. They could have Lonzo Ball. They could have Jason Tatum on that team right now.
Yeah.
come on. Markel Fultz, he's looking like a mistake right now. I'm going to need him to, step up his game. But honestly, I think the Timberwolves won that trade.
Really?
I really do. Who all did they get? They got
Covington,
Jared Bayless.
They got Jared Bayless. Covington,
Saric,
and a 22 second round pick.
Yeah. I mean, Covington's a really good defender. Saric is pretty good. And then they got a pick. Mm-hmm. So,
That pick won't come for a while.
Yeah. And then I feel like, Jimmy Butler, he was being a cancer to their team. Wiggins wasn't himself. And Karl Anthony Towns wasn't himself.
Yeah. Cat was just,
first game without Jimmy Butler. Cat went off for 30 something, I think.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah,
the things that happen when you get guys you don't like off your team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very true.
Yeah, it just wasn't working out anymore.
It wasn't.
I think Jimmy's attitude towards practice and everything. I think his intentions were good. As far as how he handled at least that practice, I think he genuinely wanted the players he was playing with to be better.
I don't know, because at that point, he'd already taken time away from the team.
Yeah, he did.
And so coming back at that point, and after having demanded a trade, coming back and kind of humiliating the two young guys that.
Humiliating them.
Yeah.
That's the perfect word.
I love the intensity, and I get sometimes that can work. Sometimes mm-hmm. it can work if you get somebody and you're like, we've tried to cater you into it, but mm-hmm. but you're still not, playing a role. Sometimes giving them tough love can work, but also knowing Jimmy Butler here,
mm-hmm.
that was more of a move to get traded.
Maybe
And I feel like it backfired on him. you know, when Tibbs wouldn't trade him.
He loved it.
I know when Kyrie, when he wanted away from the Cavs, you know, he wasn't talking to the organization and stuff like that. Kyrie did kind of what Jimmy was trying to do, but it worked for Kyrie. So, I mean, I can't really be mad at Jimmy for what he did, but, you know, Tibbs is just so stubborn.
He's just so stubborn.
But, you know, finally Jimmy got traded. He got a fresh start. I hope things work out in Philly for him.
I think the difference between Kyrie's situation and Jimmy's situation is Jimmy was frustrated with guys not working hard on his team, and Kyrie, and I'm not saying this is a good or a bad thing, but Kyrie wanted to be the star.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily frustration personally with guys. It was just the situation wasn't right for him.
Yeah, it wasn't right at all. Kyrie, he like you say, he just wanted his own team. And then I feel like Kyrie, he wasn't, you know, like as public with it as Jimmy Butler was. Jimmy Butler, you know, he goes in practice. He's talking crazy.
He calls people up to come to the practice.
He gets his own 1-hour interview after he's just beaten the starters and stuff like that. I don't know. Jimmy Butler, fun story though. My last name is Butler too. So back when I was in Chicago, I would go places when Jimmy Butler was still on the Bulls. And people would ask for my ID and stuff like that, and my friends would say, "This is Jimmy Butler's little brother," and I would get a bunch of free stuff. So, shout out Jimmy Butler, man.
That's great. That's a phenomenal story.
Shout out Jimmy Butler. Yeah.
I love that. This is going to shake up the East a lot. The East is actually competitive this year, which is...
Oh, it's really competitive.
Yeah, crazy.
It's really competitive. Who all we got? We got the Bucks looking good.
Yeah.
Of course, the Celtics, the Sixers.
The Raptors.
Any of those four teams can legit come out of the conference.
Yeah. You know who's really disappointed me?
Who?
You guys already know, the Wizards.
Yeah. I was very high on the Wizards coming into the
season.
I was thinking
they get Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard, he's been looking rejuvenated the past season or so.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the Wizards might be on to something this year.
And they have played a little better the last week and a half.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're 5-9 now, so trying to fight their way back into a playoff spot.
Yeah, they'll
they
be in
still
the playoffs.
Fight their way into a playoff
yeah,
spot.
They'll yeah. be in the playoffs without a doubt.
Yeah. I had them as the fourth best team in the East preseason.
Yeah,
but
I had them as being top four. That's about right.
I think I had them in the 6-7 area. Yeah. Just because I thought the Bucks, the Raptors, the Celtics. I thought the Pacers were going to be better than them. I thought all of those teams were going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Pacers aren't as good as I thought they were going to be, so that's fine. But
I think the Pacers are a pretty average team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens. Sometimes you're just wrong.
Yeah.
How about a backcourt with Victor Oladipo and Terry Rozier?
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
That would be so much athleticism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they both have that move where they can, like, start at the top of the key and just sprint towards the three-point line and pull up and get the defense, like, on their heels.
Yeah.
That would just be interesting to watch together. I don't know exactly how that would work.
And that'd be fun to watch, though.
Terry could throw lobs to Miles Turner. That could...
Oh. Miles Turner.
Help his career out.
I'll start a little underwhelming.
Yeah, yeah. I like Sabonis better.
Yeah,
than Miles
yeah.
Turner. I definitely like Sabonis better.
Yeah, he's a tenacious rebounder.
Yeah,
just
he is.
Pretty good basketball IQ for a guy his size.
I love how tenacious is one of those words in basketball that we only use to describe rebounding.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I would describe Terry Rozier as tenacious.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
that's
just
fair.
The way he plays. I love Terry Rozier. I try to play like him in some ways. You know, he's really good to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him leave the Celtics, but he has to.
Yeah.
He has to go be free. Go get his own team.
Yeah.
It's gonna break my heart, but I'll have to live through it.
Yeah, definitely.
The first thing I remember really noticing about Terry Rozier is that he got a lot of rebounds for a guard.
Yeah. A bunch of rebounds.
Yeah. How do you think that the Jimmy Butler trade, like, affects the landscape of the East? Do you think that puts the Sixers in the driver's seat? Is it?
I don't think it puts them in the driver's seat just because of how deep Toronto is. Yeah. You know. By the way, I'm not a Kyle Lowry fan. I don't think Kyle Lowry is that good. I just had to throw that out there. But I feel like Philadelphia, they stay the same just because I feel like Ben Simmons needs like a year to mature. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't feel like he is where he needs to be. Until he starts making jump shots, I don't see them, you know, winning the East because – I mean,
so
Philly's good.
What I'm hearing is you don't see them ever winning the East.
I don't know. Hopefully he could work on that jump shot. Maybe at least, you know, start hitting some mid-ranges or something. Like,
just 12-footers for now.
Yeah, something like that. Or do a floater from the three-point line or something. Like, you gotta be a threat out there because the way teams play against him is it's crazy. Like, they're starting to shut him down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think at the point that this Boston roster starts to fall apart, which is, like, honestly, because we're going to have to pay Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum when he comes through, and Kyrie this offseason. Like, that's a lot of contracts.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to pay, and I don't think we're going to be able to keep all three of those guys.
Yeah.
So at the point that we lose one of them, I think the Sixers have a real legitimate shot to win the East.
Yeah. They will.
I could be 2-3 years from now, but they keep that core together. That's a dangerous core.
And Joel is only getting better.
Yeah.
And he's already, like, arguably the favorite for MVP right now. Like,
really? Is he really the favorite right now? Do people consider
I said arguably. Like,
yeah.
If
I
the
mean,
season
I know
ended today,
yeah,
he might win it.
It'd be between, like, him and
Giannis.
And Kawhi.
Kawhi, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Steph.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, but, I mean, it'll take like a couple weeks just to see what Jimmy Butler actually is bringing to their team, like how well he meshes with those guys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? Maybe they'll be – maybe they can make it to the finals this year. Not sure. I'm pulling for the Celtics.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for the Celtics,
honest.
Too. I still – right now I'm just worried about Kawhi Leonard on the Raptors because Kawhi Leonard, before he went down – 2 postseasons ago, he was doing something to the Warriors pretty much by himself.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was. Kawhi Leonard is – I forgot how good he was.
Yeah, I did too.
I really did. I forgot how good he was. And to think about it, like, the Raptors, who's their second best player?
Kyle Lowry.
Actually, I think their second best player has been Serge Ibaka.
Pascal Siakam's up there.
Oh, yeah. He's been pretty good. I mean, just think about it. Kawhi, they're like the number one team in the NBA right now with Kyle Lowry as your second best player. That means Kawhi is really doing something. He's really doing something special.
Yeah.
He could win MVP this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best two-way player in the league.
Yeah, worst laugh in the league, though.
Oh, my gosh.
<I'm sorry. laughs> Worst laugh in the league.
Oh, man.
I hated that so much. And this has been a thing before just, like, the Raptors press conference or whatever. Like, I went back and watched, like, a survey of his laugh over the years. And
it's been like what, 3 laughs?
It's been 5 or 6, and it's just progressively gotten worse. I don't want to hear him laugh ever again because I know it's going to somehow be worse than the last one, and I'm not prepared for that.
I love it so much. I love how bad it is.
It's one of the worst laughs I've ever heard in my life. So bad.
Yeah.
So bad. Yeah. So Union University, we play Tribeca Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
At 4 p.m. And then is this Kindry University?
Yeah, that's an away game.
That's an away game.
Yeah, in Illinois.
Get here at 2 o'clock on Saturday for the girls' game against Rust, too.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good.
So we don't get into
doubleheader
conference play until the 29th. So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to conference play.
Definitely. Definitely.
Bryson, thanks for joining us today, man.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Bryson.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you guys for listening. Tune in next week to Layup Lines. See you later.